or go to a jam, more a much more realistic scenario is go to a jam session and the guy standing next to you is barking out the chords to the progression, but you already know them. And you don't have to politely tell them, it's okay, buddy, my ears are obviously bigger than yours are, because you don't know that I can just hear it and know what it is. All right, I'm digressing too much. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. 5 something something. All right, now the something something, was that higher or lower than the 5? It was lower. And was it lower by a lot or a little? It was only lower by a little. Well, let's take that, see how, the word how, and you may be able to compare that to the tonic. Do, how, sounds like here comes a bride, which is our perfect fourth, if you remember, from volume one. Maybe I should have done a review of what each interval was in volume one, but you see how we're putting it all into a context. Anyway, the answer is 4. So far we got 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 5, 4, 4, and then guess what? 3 is the same as the starting note of the song, which was also 3. 3 blind mice. Can you hear it's the same as see how they run, right? And if you didn't remember that, you could always use your obla-di, obla-da song to remember it. Obla, the distance between a 1 and a 3. Obla, 3 blind. So 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 4, 3. 5, 4, 4, 3. Da da na 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 na. We have to analyze all that stuff, okay? So, is the same as the fifth that we had before Star Wars. And then, da da. This note is the octave. Where over the rainbow, right? So, da da is a 5 and then an 8. All right, use 8 to contrast it with 1. Is this making sense? So far we got 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 5, 4, 4, 3, 5, 4, 4, 3, 5, 8, 8, da 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 da. Okay, we need to do da 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 da. We need to analyze that part, and then we're done with the song practically. All right. So the note is na na na. We're analyzing. Okay, and you may remember that it sounds the same. You may recognize that it sounds the same as I waited till I saw the sun, which is Nora Jones. Don't know why, and it's the interval of a major 7th. If you weren't able to recognize that, then you would compare each note of the major scale to that note, okay? So here's our note. Da, 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 da. I don't remember the words there. The clock, da, da. I actually can't remember the words of Three Blind Mice in that section, but da, 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 da. That's the note we're analyzing right there. So you would go, okay, well, is it the one, nope. How about 1, 2, nope. 1, 2, 3, nope, it's not 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, nope, it's not 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, nope, it's not 5. That's 6. And then, nope, it's not 6. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, it's 7. Okay, it has to be one of the 8. If it's not, you did something wrong, or if it's some kind of, you know, dismally sad nursery rhyme that's in a minor key, and I'm proven wrong. No, I'm just kidding. So, is this making sense? I'm being like in some ways, I'm being excruciatingly obvious in my explanation of this, but you know, in practice, it's not that easy to develop your ear. You have to be willing to spend lots of time on this, and you might even keep a little. I mean, I actually have a dictaphone that I keep in the car, and I don't use it just for ear training. I use it for all kinds of, you know, memos and ideas for songs that I get, or ideas that I hear from, you know, audiobooks and things like that. But whatever, I live off this thing. It's one of my favorite, you know, it's like probably my best $30-$40 investment that I've ever had. So it's a way of practicing your ear training without having to write anything down while you're driving. Again, the purpose of these commuter CDs is so that you can become a better musician even while just traveling to and from your lessons. And ear training is a big topic. And, you know, I make it sound easy, and it gets easier. You see, hopefully you could see in that process, the notes sped up, the analyzing of the notes sped up drastically after we got past, like, the first two notes, which is exactly what I said. I don't think we're quite done yet. So we got 5, 8, 8, 7, and then the next one, da-da. So if you can hear that the note goes down a little bit and then back up to where it was, it's going to be 5, 8, 8, 7, something, 7. Does this make sense? So now there's only one other note to analyze. Na, 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 na. That's our note. Na, 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 na. We're going to analyze that against And if for those of you who remember on the volume one, the sounds like NBC. All right, I actually made a mistake on volume one. I said NBO. I think NBO is like was a gambling, a racetrack betting place or something. I don't remember. But it the jingle, as one of my students pointed out, it's for NBC. That was NBC's jingle for the major sixth. NBC, not NBO. All right. So, and again, whatever example you choose for those intervals is up to you. You could choose some other famous song that has a major sixth. But, da da, 5, 8, 8, 7, 6. How do I know that's a six? Because NBC, right? Makes sense. If I didn't know it was a, if I couldn't recognize the interval by song recognition, I would do my same process. So there's our note. Is it do? Is it one? No, it's not. Is it two? No, it's not. Is it three? No. Four? No. Five? No. Six? Yes. Okay, you see where I'm going with this? So 5, 8, 8, 7, 6, 7, 8, 5, 5, 5, 8, 8, 7, 6, 7, 8, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, and so go, if you were to write that down, or if you were to put that on your dictaphone, then when you go home, if you know your major scale on the guitar, you can see if you're right, or check, or I should say, confirm that you're right, or go to a keyboard, and if you don't, even if you don't play keyboard, just use the white keys and use the key of C, you know, and it may sound different from the key you sang it in. So let's use that as an example, but the tune will still be there if you have your intervallic analysis correct. So in the key of C, it would be 3, 2, 1, 5, 4, 4, 3, 5, 4, 4, 3, 5, 8, 8, 7, 6, 7, 8, 5, 5, 5, 8, 8, 6, 7. I mean 7, 6, 7, 8, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know, for those of you who do know your scales very well, do it in a hard key. You know, do it in whatever, F sharp. It doesn't really matter. You see where I'm getting, where I'm going with this. Okay, I'm gonna give you maybe a couple of examples to try on your own, and then when you come in for your lesson, you can show me that you've done it, and we'll check it and everything like that.